Oh, no doubt. No doubt. As far as digital repeaters go and link systems, you can't beat this system. It's very well done, very well maintained, and I've driven up to the Hackleberg site and driven around the thing and eyeballed it from a distance, and it's pretty substantial. Generator, the whole thing. I think they take it pretty seriously, so if any of the other sites, some of the other sites even have, mainly downstate, have webcams that you can access. And that's great for weather and, I don't know how much about traffic, but weather anyway. And I think the center's mainly around weather preparedness and emergency preparedness and all that, which is what the event channels are for. They have a few things going on there. I don't know that much about the organization. It's just glad that they have this available, and I don't know. I guess there's probably a donation pot on the website. Some of the websites are kind of dated, though. A lot of the DMR sites are tiny or that. Like in 2014, it took off when the FCC allowed it, and it's kind of tapered off. This system, not so much for Michigan directly, but like Brandmeister and such, seems like people just didn't want to keep it up for some reason. I don't know if it was a learning curve or whatnot. Once you get it down, though, it's really not that difficult. It's a bit intensive to program different things, because you got to have multiple entries for one repeater. But once you get it down pat, it's not that big a deal. NAPCT.